About a year ago, I woke up one morning and felt nervous about everything, but nothing specific. I closed my eyes and tried to remember what I was worried about exactly. We had made a cross-country move from Oklahoma to California on a giant God adventure just about 6 months before. Despite the big leap, our kids were settling into school and life in Los Angeles. Our marriage was in a really healthy place, our business was steadily growing, our finances weren't in terrible shape. We had supportive families and a growing community, and we had never felt more strongly that God was leading us daily. He was meeting all our needs. But despite how great everything seemed, that morning, I woke up afraid. Here's the way I describe this sort of feeling to friends or family who don't deal with chronic anxiety. Imagine your alarm goes off and you open your eyes, knowing you're going to face something that day that will bring you to a fearful place. It's the same feeling someone might experience if she was afraid of the dentist and had a 9 o'clock appointment, if she was about to take a big exam she didn't feel prepared for, or if she needed to make a speech and was terrified of public speaking. Anxiety can feel just like those common fears anyone might experience when anticipating a big event or when an uncomfortable situation needs to be overcome. It's the feeling of getting ready to face something scary, but there's not always a specific cause on the calendar. Sometimes it's brought on by something specific we are afraid of, but other times it's not. There's no dentist appointment or exam or speech. There's not always even a conversation or conflict. Nothing needs to be tackled, climbed, surmounted, or pushed through. There's just fear, looming fear about everything and nothing. And sometimes that feeling of fear can be scary all on its own. Why? Well, those of us with anxiety know that when the average person has fear about the dentist appointment, she can look forward to the appointment being over. When she must give a speech or take a test or sit through the interview, once it's done, it's done. But when fear comes without cause, we don't have that hope of getting to the other side of the situation. There's no deep sigh of relief and release of stress once it's done and over with. There's just the lingering unrest of unidentified dread. And in the restless place of worry, we can begin to look for and create unrealistic fears that feel very, very real. That's how I felt that morning 1 year ago. My heart sank. It was as though something terrible had happened or was about to happen, yet everything was just about as good as it could be. My brain was signaling to my body some impending doom, something off, something that deserved my attention, but I couldn't think of what it could be. Like flipping through files, I pulled up in my mind each person I love, doing my best to locate the source of the morning's fear. Is everything okay with Jared? I couldn't think of anything wrong with my husband. It's not him. What about Colton or Cadence or Jackson? I thought of each of my children's faces. Nothing to be afraid of. Well, nothing out of the ordinary sprang to the front of my thoughts. Just all the usual worries a typical mom might have concerning her children. I continued to think of situations and relationships, work deadlines and friendships, and I couldn't identify any one thing that could be possibly causing this sinking feeling of fear. Simply, I had nothing to be worried about, yet I was nervous about the day. I wonder if you've ever experienced something similar. Yes, I'm sure we can all say that we've gone to bed thinking about a problem that causes us to feel afraid and then awoken the next morning with the same issue ready to reclaim our attention. Maybe for you, it was a health situation or financial issue. Maybe it was a relationship in conflict or a conversation that needed to be had. Maybe it was work or something to do with your husband or your child's teacher. Maybe it was just your daily to-do list that seemed so much bigger than you. But maybe, like me, you've woken up and experienced fear without a source. You felt alarmed by something, everything, but nothing at all. Maybe you've just felt anxious.